All right, Jabo, say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off yesterday. Page Kufnun Beis, top of the page. Fikamim eno misgashim kolkach. So remember, again, we skipped yesterday to the second mamar, and we're speaking about the idea. Well, he has just introduced us to the idea that in order to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, based on the pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, Das Elokei Avicha, to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one has to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when one serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the koach of the neshama, the power of the soul, is able to transfer into all the different parts of the body. V'meinu miskashim kolkach, v'yisraelios nimtzabo. And even if a person, miskashim kolkach means, even if a person is not so physical and material, meaning what he's referring to over here is, even if a person doesn't just totally define themselves by their material aspect. He says, v'hayisraelios nimtza'abo, and his Yiddishkeit, right, his Jewishkeit, is found inside of him. Lo kol echad shave badavar. Not, essentially what the Piaget is saying over here is, not everyone's body-soul balance is the same. For example, hatzadikim hagidolim, called Gufam Hayakodesh. For example, the great righteous men, their entire body was holy. Gam Chushehem, Gam Chiyusam, their senses, their entire life force was holy. For example, Gam Be'inei Basar, Ra'u Oros Neshamos Umalochim. With their eyes, they saw ultimately, again, the light of souls and angels. V'gam Ba'aznehem, Shamu Kol Hashem Imaru. With their ears, they were able to hear the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from on high. So what the Piaget is describing over here is like this. Tzadikim, whose neshamas are very strong, that neshamadika holiness permeates every aspect of their body to the point that they see things differently. They hear things differently. They experience things differently. Everything is just different because of the koach that the neshama has over their guf. But people who are not as righteous as the tzaddikim, hayisraelios shebahem ma'ata. So their Jewishness inside of them is diminished. V'abechinas adam shebahem yisira aleihem, versus their physical part, which is more dominant. We'll say again, what the Piaget is creating over here is a fascinating formula. The holier a person is, as defined by more a person engages in their avodas Hashem, the stronger my neshama is. The stronger my neshama is, the more the neshama shapes my physicality. The more the neshama shapes my physicality, the difference, that impacts the way I see the world. So that if my neshama shapes my physicality, I see the world through the eyes of through eyes shaped by a soul, which by definition is a different way to see the world. I hear things in a different kind of way. Versus, if my neshama is not as strong and my physicality is stronger, af shegam bahem chiyus kol gufa min nefesh yisraelisi.
People who are not as righteous. V'af shegam abahem chius kol gufam minefesh yisraelisi.
Even though, again, those same people, their life force comes from the neshama.
V'af nefesh habahamius shalohem shi nefesh hamachayu osam gam kin lo kibachol medaberu.
And even their physical neshama, what he calls the nefesh habahamius, the animalistic neshama, which is the life force neshama, at the end of the day is not like every other person.
Rach tachtis haneshama v'ruach yisraelis shalohi mikol makom habichinas adam shebo nira yoser mepnei shesof kol sof b'nei adam anachnu.
See, I will say one thing is clear, which is each and every one of us is going to have what he calls this nefesh habahamis, this animalistic nefesh, because we're physical beings. The only variable in life is how much is your nefesh habahamis shaped by your nefesh hayisraelis. How much is your body shaped by your soul? That is the fundamental variable between each of us. So some of us ultimately, again, our souls are very unrefined because at the end, or I should say, our bodies are much more dominant because you don't put as much work into our soul. The soul is always there. But the shaila is how strong the soul is allows it to shape the rest of the body. We'll say, this is really an incredible idea. You know how often, like, you know, when we do a vart from the parsha or drasha or shir, and I'll quote to you, like, from a particular tzaddik, a particular sefer. And sometimes that person will make the most incredibly nuanced observation about a pasuk, about a word. And once he says it, you say to yourself, what? Like, why didn't I see that? And the answer often is very simple. Because I don't have the same eyes as that tzaddik. That tzaddik has a different pair of eyes. What are you talking about? My vision is better. I don't even have to wear glasses, right? Baruch Hashem. So it's not a function of your physical vision. It's a function of, is my vision shaped by my neshama or not? If my vision is shaped by my neshama, then ultimately, again, I'm able to see things in a different way. If my vision is not shaped by my neshama, then I see things in a very material, physical way. He gives a beautiful mashal. Bahari zedoma l'shoshana sherecha arev. This could be compared to a rose, which has a beautiful scent. Af sherecha ino chaluk min kol atzma v'chiyusa. Even though, again, the scent is not separate and distinct from the rose. In other words, the scent is part of the rose. V'lo nucha lahotzia miklal hatzomeach v'lomar sheyesh bo shnei dvarim. You can't say that a rose has two parts. That a rose has petals and a rose has a scent. Chiyus hatzmicha levad. You can't say that the growth of the rose and the scent of the rose are two different things. Kirak davar echad. Because in reality, they are one thing. They're one thing. They're one comprehensive entity. Chiyus zu sherecha arev nimtza ba. V'tzamach ibitzmachim. Rak shetzmichaso asher ba recha arev. It's actually a very beautiful mashal. So the scent, by definition, is not something separate and distinct to the rose. It is something that is part and parcel of the rose itself. So we'll say, so his mashal is quite beautiful. So ultimately, again, the nimshal is that the same way that the rose has the physical, that has the petals, and it has the scent, we're exactly the same way. I have the physical part, that's called the body. The scent is called the neshama. And at the end of the day, the ability for the scent to permeate the petals is all fundamentally rooted in how much care you give to the rose. If you don't pay attention to the rose, so the petals will still remain, but the scent is not as strong. If you nourish and nurture the rose, then not only do the petals grow, but the scent permeates the flower in its entirety. Everything in life is about how much effort you're willing to put into your neshama. And the more effort I'm willing to put into my neshama, the more ultimately my neshama influences, not just the neshama, but my neshama influences and permeates every part of the guf as well. All right, so we'll stop over here for today. Pick up guf nun beis on Monday. Thank you.